morning. Who is this?
This is Betty in Pittsburgh.
Hi, Betty in Pittsburgh. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
What is it?
I'm sorry?
I said, good morning, Nancy. I don't know who else is on, but I heard your voice.
Good morning, Maddie. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Betty is here.
It's 90 degrees here in October.
Well, we had a record high of 88 yesterday, and today it's in the low 70s, finally.
Oh, it's still hot here.
Yeah. Tomorrow you'll get what we have.
Mm.
What part of Pennsylvania are you from, Betty?
I'm from about 10 miles north of Pittsburgh in Allison Park.
Okay. And you've been on the calls before a couple of times, right?
Correct.
And how is the advanced lifestyle going for you?
Quite well, actually. I'm very pleased with how I feel and with just being satisfied with the things that I'm eating, so it's great.
So it was an easy transition for you?
Yeah, really it was.
Great.
I was very surprised at that.
That is super. Do you need to get rid of any weight?
Oh, yes.
And is that happening?
Yes, I do notice that happening.
Did you take your measurements?
Yes.
That's really important,
too. The last time I was on with you and we spoke, you had suggested taking measurements.
Uh-huh.
So I did that immediately.
Good idea. How are you doing it, like once a week?
Doing what once a week?
Measurements.
No, I haven't done that, but it's only been about a week since I took the original measurement.
Yeah, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, I bet. I'll have to keep that in mind and do it like that.
Yeah, I do it once a week, same time every day. It's every week, so it's just an interesting thing to observe.
Well, I certainly don't get on the scale because that isn't my main criteria at this point. It's the healthy feeling that my body is saying, yay!
Absolutely. You're right on track with that one.
Good morning. This is Troy from California.
Morning, Way. How are you?
I am good.
Who else do we have on?
This is Dottie from Massachusetts.
Hi, Dottie. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
Good morning, Dottie.
Hi.
Who else is here?
Joe from Wichita.
Joe, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Perfect.
Who else?
Margaret and Fort Worth.
Welcome, Margaret. How are you? Who else is here? Okay. Well, I want to welcome everybody to the Advanced Lifestyle Call. Got a bunch of women on this morning so far. Who knows who's out there listening? We're here for the old timers who have been doing this for a long time and the new people who are just starting and maybe listening or maybe talking. The call is much more interesting when we participate. Believe me, I don't want to do a monologue. I appreciate everybody's input, and we're here to educate and support each other. The purpose of the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. The people you hear today are part of a pilot study group who are actively applying both the principles found in the China study, the book by Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Nikan Incorporated. In the China study, the book begins describing the largest nutritional study ever done in the world with 880 million participants. Attending this call employee obligates you to make any purchase. You are our guest. We ask only that if you find anything beneficial or helpful that you learn on the call, that you pass the number and the time on to others. And we thank you for allowing us to enter your home office or car at this time. So, anybody have anything that happened that they want to share? I have a question.
Well, I do.
Go ahead.
I remember some time back I told you I bought those purple potatoes.
Uh-huh.
Well, I finally got a chance to peel the skin off. You asked me. I always do. I don't know why, but I always do.
Uh-huh.
And as I was peeling it, I noticed that the potato was kind of soft, you know, like sometimes potatoes you get when they've been around for a long time. So I decided to take a bite. It was so good. Forget about cooking them. They were delicious. So my husband comes down. He said, "What happened to the potatoes?" I said, "I ate them like carrots."
What color was the inside?
Oh, they're like, you can tell they have been, what do you call when they mix cats and dogs and all kind of...
Oh.
They were purple and white inside, so evidently some kind of... Excuse me?
There's a lot of interference today.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
see the type of potato it is. I don't think they've been mixed. They're from Hawaii and they're sourced from Japan.
I can't hear you. I can't hear her.
It's from Hawaii and it's...
In and out?
Yeah. They're from Hawaii?
Okay.
Did you guys know that you should not, if you get a white potato and there's green on it, that it is almost dangerous to be eating any of the green part? I just recently heard that.
Yeah, that's only potato.
You know how sometimes the potatoes are picked too soon and they're green? So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should cut that off.
Hmm.
That's interesting. I've never seen it.
Good.
So you ate it raw. Years and years and years ago, we had a neighbor who would cut up raw potatoes for her little girl. I mean, this kid was like 2 or 3 years old, and she'd eat them as a snack. A white
potato.
Well,
this must be a cross between a white potato and something that's purple, because inside you can see the splashes of purple and white together.
Wow.
So somebody has engineered something there.
Uh-huh.
Call them purple potatoes.
Interesting. Were they comparably priced to other potatoes?
Maybe a little more higher, a little higher than much. But I tell you one thing, I will buy them again if I see them. They were very good.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah, the average $2 to $2.50 a pound. But I should get it for a good deal.
You're going in and out way. Are you on your cell phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
The average $1.99 to $2.49. Occasionally, you can get them for $1.39 a pound.
Wow.
Yeah, you can. An Asian sweet potato, and they want the higher quality type, so.
They are expensive, then. You're not going to eat a dozen of them at a time.
No.
Did anybody ever hear of the vegetable P-U-R-S-L-A-N-E? Don't all yell at once. One of our channels at the end of the newscast at 6 runs a thing about, and this week they're doing good foods for you, and they mentioned this vegetable, that it's the highest in antioxidants, the highest in this, it's the highest in that. I've never heard of it. Obviously nobody else has either.
What did it look like?
They didn't show it. It was just an oral thing.
Well, at least you can Google it now.
That's a good idea. I didn't think of doing it, but that's a great idea. I wonder what it is.
I just find out what you said, because I don't have pencil and paper, so I'll look for it tomorrow.
I don't know. Purslane is how they pronounce it, I think.
One more time.
Purslane. P-U-R-S-L-A-N-E. I had never heard of it. Okay. I had sent to Mary Lou, and hopefully when she comes back or is back already, that she doesn't just delete everybody's emails, because I sent her one from Dr. Oz on a, you know, it was an Oprah thing that went, that you could also go into Dr. Oz. And there was a couple of paragraphs there on reversing diabetes. Have you ever heard of a Dr. Neil Barnard? He wrote a program for reversing diabetes. He says, typically patients diagnosed with diabetes are sent to a dietitian and put on a diet with low in carbs. While this is good advice, Dr. Barnard says his research led to a better dietary approach. He says he studied populations with the lowest rates of diabetes, mainly rural Asians, whose dietary staple was rice with very little meat or dairy. Having a high-carb diet didn't cause problems, but Dr. Barnard suspects the meat and dairy of the American-style diet may be the bigger culprit. To test this theory, Dr. Barnard says he put patients on a vegan diet, meaning no meat or dairy, as well as small amounts of oils and sugar. He says that his patients lost weight, lowered their cholesterol, and saw more improvement in their diabetes symptoms than with any common oral medication. People liked it because there was no limit on calories or portions. They weren't ever hungry. Because they were eating plenty of beans, veggies, and fruit, the patients were getting a lot of fiber. Fiber fills you up and tricks you into thinking you're eating as much as before when you're actually eating maybe 10% less. Isn't that interesting? We're doing the right thing, guys.
When Oprah was on yesterday, Dr. Oz was on, Nancy, there was a cookbook on there. Did you get that?
I haven't watched it yet because when I normally watch is at night, and I had to watch the Indians last night. I'm sorry. And by the time it was over at almost midnight, I thought, you know what, I've had it. So I will watch it, and I'll try to get the cookbook for you.
Yeah, I think it was another guest, a girl, and she was talking about how you can...
Was that Seinfeld's wife?
Yes. You know, it was.
Very bright, yeah, okay.
It was?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also pulled off of the thing, Dr. Perricone, and I've heard his name before, his 10 superfoods, and he starts off, of course, there are more than just 10 superfoods. In fact, just about every brightly colored fruit and veggie fits the category of a superfood, as do nuts, beans, seeds, and aromatic and brightly colored herbs and spices. The beneficial properties of each one of these superfoods could fill an entire book. And he lists 10. Acai, which we've talked about, the acai berry, the alum family, which is garlic and onions, barley, beans and lentils, buckwheat, green foods, hot peppers, nuts and seeds, fried, yogurt, and kefir. So anything, but I'm not sure if kefir has dairy in it or not, but obviously the yogurt would. So this is interesting to people, and he goes on to say that there's a multiple reason for eating all these foods, and he listed several, you know, he said don't self-medicate, go to your doctor if you have a problem, of course, clearing the way for that. But he said, here are just some of the reasons to include these foods in your diet every day. Prevent or reduce inflammation. Help regulate metabolism and burn body fat. Lower total cholesterol. Lower blood pressure. Help protect against heart disease. Help protect against cancer. Help protect organs from toxins. And promote digestive health. So it's interesting how all of a sudden, is it because we're doing this that we're seeing more, or are they finally getting the word out there? I don't know.
They're finally getting the word. My husband and I are saying the same thing every time we turn on the television. Someone else is saying almost like they're catching up with where we're going.
Oh.
They're coming along where we've been.
Everything is always there since we weren't looking before, guys. And now that we are doing it and we are noticing more of it, I think that's what it is sometimes too. So, and people are catching up.
I think it's a combination.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question and a comment.
Sure.
This is Dottie. My comment is I went and bought, because I love Bran Buds, and I put it in my cereal all the time, and I went to buy it, and it was like $4, almost $5 a box. The box was half the size that it used to be. I just couldn't believe it. I says, now everybody's into Bran. Now they're going to raise the price and make the box smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Whatever ingredients, Matt, Dottie? You know?
What was it?
What are the ingredients in that, do you know?
Oh, it's very pure. Let me see. Oh, I don't even have the box. I have it up here.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's very
but I know there's like 10 grams of fiber in it, I think.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Very high. Very high, but it's nice and crunchy. It's small little nuggets, and I mean, I like it. I like to put it in, you know, in that. It's very good. The other thing is I bought some Nokis again. And I know I've had them with, you know, with sauce. I've made, like, my own sauce. And is there any other way to use them? Does anybody know?
Nachos? Is that what you said?
No. Nachos. They're potato pasta-like.
Oh.
Very little. They're more of an Italian thing. I've never had them before until I went to this restaurant that had them with the sauce, and it was so delicious. The ones that I got were, they had basil in them and, you know, very, very natural.
So you boil them, to eat, right?
Water?
Boil them in water, and when they float, then they're cooked.
Right. They're cooked, right.
They're like a mashed potato, but in a shaped shell, little shell.
And so what have you done with them?
I've used, like, a pasta sauce. I poured them on poured pasta sauce on them, which is very good.
Did you try salt?
Excuse me?
Did you try salsa?
No, I haven't. That might be...
I don't know. I've never made it, but it sounds... I don't know. Anybody have a suggestion?
Well, it's like, you know, it's like it's more like a pasta, but, you know, I wanted something different. Now, pesto sauce, that's not on our program, right?
Depends on how you make it.
Ah, I don't know how to make it.
Best with basil and usually pine nuts, but I think you can use walnuts a little bit. I've never made it, but there are recipes out there, and it does call for, I believe, olive oil, and if you just, you know, use a little bit of olive oil.
Uh-huh. I thought that might be nice. You know, that might taste different.
Yeah.
Like pesto sauce. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good idea. Especially, I still have basil in the garden, so I could use that, yeah.
Mm. Because they're a potato, you know?
Huh?
They're very filling because they're a potato, basically.
Right.
They're like a mashed potato.
And where do you find them in the store?
Well, I got them at this, it was called Ocean State, this job lot. And they have all kinds of different types of foods there. I love going in there and just kind of look. You have to look and make sure that they're not, you know, the expiration date.
And what part of the store is it? Is it fresh or frozen?
Oh, it's kind of like a mishmash of a whole bunch of stuff. You know, they have everything from garden stuff to foods to nothing that needs refrigeration.
Oh, so this is not refrigerated or frozen?
Oh, no.
Oh, Nancy, these are, the ones I have seen, Dottie, they are in the frozen food section.
Yeah, they might be.
Yeah, they are
usually because they are frozen. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, these happen not to be, and it says it's vegan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah. So, I mean, the ingredients, when I looked at it, looked, you know, everything seemed to be okay.
Huh?
Yeah. And I said, you know what, I think I'm going to get a couple of packages and put them in the freezer. That's
right. I didn't get any of that where you're total broken up on that one. Sorry. I don't know what you're saying.
Okay, I have a vegetarian book. I do recall showing us how to make those, so if anyone is to, I'll try and find and pass it up for you guys.
Great, thank you. Send it to Mary Lou. She can send it down. It'd be great.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyone else have any questions? Everybody has all their questions answered today.
I know my sister's going to be here for 3 weeks starting Monday next week, and that's going to be a challenge. I mean, she's diabetic and everything, and they go along with whatever I prepare, you know. But
Knows how you're eating now?
Yeah. I already told her, you know, how I'm eating, and he makes the best lasagna, and honest to God, I'm like, oh, man. He's like, I can make a vegetarian one, you know.
How about
me a pan, and I cut it up into squares, and I put it in the freezer, and once a month I'll have a piece, you know.
Can he make without cheese?
I don't think he knows how, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he has, like, a regular way of making it that is just phenomenal. But, I said maybe the vegetarian wouldn't be so bad, and if I don't have it that often anyway, so.
Yeah. That's your 5%, huh?
Yeah, that's my 5%.
If you have 5% for the whole week, that's 35% at one time, right?
That's right. And I get vegan.
Oh, we are serious. It was interesting. One of our stores had pasta, 10 for $10 a box. And
yep.
I was looking at it, and I actually put one in my cart because it had Seminola, or however you pronounce it, as the first ingredient, and it didn't say enriched anything. But then there were some other ingredients, and I finally found one that said whole wheat on the front, and the only ingredient was one. And I thought, okay, I don't want you in my cart. I put it back. And, of course, the whole wheat was not on sale.
But, well, I'll tell you, I have been dancing around going to the movies and a popcorn and having ear popcorn from a conversation before. And then all of a sudden the other day, I don't know, we go out every day, and by the time we come in with sandwich, before we get in, I say to my husband, pull up the gas station, I run in and get a bag of popcorn. And so I said, I'm going to stop it. Then I heard Ray's voice, take something in a little insulated bag with you.
Uh-huh.
The other day, instead of just going out expecting to be home in time, which I never am, I put in there a pear and an apple. And I tell you, by the same time I got to the gasoline station, I was gobbling down that apple.
Yeah.
And it worked out, so I didn't have the popcorn, and I think the popcorn is, can, you know, probably has too much salt, and also making my weight stay the same, because it was, I was losing very well, and then the last week or so, I just about maybe 1 pound or so, and I said, I bet you saw all that popcorn, that salt I've been eating.
Well, that's why I say the scale is just a number. It doesn't show whether you're retaining water or not. It doesn't show other things. Plus, after Monty said that on Friday, I at night, if I'm hungry or just want something to nibble on, I would make a bowl of popcorn, air pop, no salt, nothing on it, and I you know, it would give me something to do and fill me up. But I'm really trying very desperately not to do that anymore, and see if it finally makes a change.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yes, excuse me, before. And don't forget, you know, we have that shake there for emergency, and those are great just to put in the green vine shaker.
Oh, I never thought of that. In the most simplest things we like to
say that again. What are you putting in?
Green vines in the shakes.
On the shakes.
Instead of having whatever, make ourselves a shake. You know, we have some.
Yeah. I mean, I always have my green vine in my shakes and have it there. The dry powder always available, and the water is always available in the car too. And don't forget, you know, that's a quick fix one snack meal that you could do a soup or two soups, depends on what you want. And that's really, you know, at least that gives you all the proper nutrients as well before you get to the having real food. So that's not convenient when you can't product there. So guys,
good idea.
Excellent idea. Yeah.
For me, if I start craving something, if I think of it, I put some jade under my tongue, and I won't eat while that's dissolving. So, you know, by the time it dissolves, hopefully the craving is gone.
That's gone. All you need to do is just have something, even water in there, and then you're just like, okay, yeah, you know, and so you're ready to eat. So, but yeah, have fruits and vegetables just snacking all along, just great.
Mm-hmm. There was something on TV this morning, that program, The Greatest Loser, one of the women who had been kicked off, and I don't watch the program, but she was on when I was watching, and she continued to do it at home, and her 8-year-old son is also has gotten rid of, I think she said, 7 pounds. And one of the things she said is, you know, it's a lifestyle change, and we need to make sure that there are available, healthy snacks for the kids, and it means getting out of the house the bad foods, and that I am a staunch proponent of this. If you get the garbage out of the house, you're not going to go to the store to buy it. So, you know, she was saying the same thing.
My brother was on the phone to hear you now, because my sister-in-law's having such a hard time with a 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And I know 4-year-olds naturally like good foods. I mean, I have a 4-year-old grandchild, and she loves the broccoli, the carrots, she loves the celery.
Wow.
Just eating it. And he would be the same way, but my brother, who is 54, he takes the easy way out. And my sister-in-law, who worked, they both work very hard, so she don't have the energy to argue. But I said, go to the supermarket and buy one of those platters and just keep it there in the refrigerator, you know, with the different dips and stuff. That would be even better for him, you know, than the junk food that he's giving him.
Yeah. Get the bad food out of the house.
Yeah. I'm going to make a 3-way call with you, Nancy, and you tell him that.
Well, you know, I'm not a lifelong dieter, but I really haven't been. As somebody who has investigated all of these challenges, you know, Dr. Phil has, you know, this is one of his number one or two steps, and it just made so much sense. I'm sure he was thinking about it before that. If I have it in the house, it calls me. I just can't have it here.
Hmm.
My husband can. You know, he can have things staring at him in the face, and he'll have a little bit now, a little bit more tomorrow,
right.
And he doesn't understand how I can't do that.
Hmm.
Even after all these years on lifestyle, I still can't have it here. Or I should say, I choose, let me think. I'm sure I could have it here if I really put my mind, why tempt myself?
Right.
You know, it's just not worth it. And no, I wouldn't get in the car to go buy a Snickers.
Right.
The thing on that Dr. Oz program that was good was that what that woman did, what Steinfeld's wife did, is that she pureed a lot of vegetables.
Ah.
She put them in different things. I mean, like in cookies and any dish that she made, she threw them in there. And then she also offered the vegetables also, so the children just don't think, you know, they didn't even know there was puree in them. And she did this chicken thing, which, you know, I know we're not on chicken, but you know how kids like chicken fingers, and she coated it with broccoli.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and it was, I mean, everybody, you know, the kids were like, oh, you know, in the beginning they were saying, you know, broccoli, yucky, you know, and then when they found out it was broccoli, they said, boy, this is very good, you know. So that's how she got more vegetables into her family.
I think children learn how to eat. You know, if you offer them from the very beginning, and unfortunately most of us, we pass that stage, but it's never too late to encourage them to eat healthy. My middle grandchild, and they make fun of it, is a carnivore. They call her a carnivore, give her meat, and she is happy as a lamb. She will not eat vegetables. And you know, I'm trying to convince my son that this is not healthy. Yeah, but Mom, she doesn't like them. Well, you learn to like or dislike foods, I think. And I even said to her recently when we were out for dinner, you know, sometimes when you try something that you didn't like a year ago, it tastes different now, and you kind of say, wow, that's really not too bad. And so she actually tried something that night. She still didn't like it, but she tried it at least. One night we had an argument at dinner, and I gave her like a little circle of broccoli. This was at least a year and a half ago at a Chinese restaurant. And I said, if you don't eat that, you don't get your cookie, you know, the fortune cookie at the end. She sat there crying. She would not put this little teeny piece of broccoli in her mouth, and she didn't get her cookie. I don't like to use food as an enticement, but I was ticked. Yeah, it's not going to kill you. Try it. Anyway.
But anyway, kids, it does work two-thirds of the time when you have three kids. I do have one of those middle child as well, so I don't know who had her. It was me.
Yeah.
You know, they'll eat, so, in their own thing, so I decided to give up on that part, so.
Mm-hmm. You have to pick your battles, and I'm glad that I'm not raising children anymore. I've been there already. Don't need to
quit. I second that.
Yep. You know, the other thing Dr. Oz said, too, that children, I mean, their taste buds are more just sweets.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, you know, centuries ago, I mean, they would think anything bitter as being poison, and it's been inbred, you know, in us.
Hmm.
So they go to the sweeter things because it's more, you know, it tastes better, but it also is not harmful to them. Where anything bitter or, you know, doesn't taste sweet, you know, that was the thing. It was pretty interesting. He's very good.
Oh yeah, we love him. Well, when my kids were infants, newborns almost, they didn't just give them plain water. They gave them sugar water, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And how smart is that?
Exactly.
Well, bring them to taste bud. I recently heard that in France, which everybody used to think of as very slender and skinny, 42% of their population has become either obese or fat, overweight or fat or obese, compared to our 66%. But, you know, that is a big shock for them. They are starting to eat just like us because they have McDonald's and all the other fast foods there.
And McDonald's is the cheapest place you can eat in France, too, by the way.
Uh-huh.
I live there. No.
Really? Yeah. I'm sure they're not happy about those numbers. And, it, you know, it used to be, we talked about this on the call before, that only the wealthy could afford to eat the standard American diet. It was a privilege to be able to have dessert for dinner one night a month or whatever it was, or to have meat once a week. So, yeah. Anybody want to share a recipe that they love? Okay.
This is Joey. Somebody else sharing?
Go ahead.
Okay, I just did my first attempt at the raisin carrot cake yesterday, and I am not, like, Mrs. Susie Homemaker. But I enjoyed making it. It was simple, and I didn't have a nonstick pan, so I sprayed it with the Pam, the healthy Pam spray, and I didn't have oat bran, but I had 9-grain cereal, and it had some oat bran in it, so I used that, and then I didn't have whole wheat. I had a combination kind of a flour, and so I used that, and I not put almonds in. That was optional. I said, well, people coming over, not always everybody likes nuts. Well, that 9-grain cereal had lots of fiber in it and texture. So it was like you had a nutty taste to it anyway. And everybody just loved the cake.
Wow.
Pretty small, because I thought, you know, I don't want to embarrass anybody and have them think, oh, my gosh, I can only stand one bite of this. And people took seconds.
I haven't tried it, but it sounded good, and you implemented.
Yes, and so, you know, it worked out just fine. And then the person who was, we were having a Nican family reunion, is what it was actually billed as. And so the guy who always made, he was known for making his ice cream, he offered to make ice cream, and I said, oh my gosh, Russ is so nice, I cannot tell him that we don't do dairy anymore. It was then a month since I had seen them, and they have been losing weight with the body balance, et cetera, and making changes. And so he made his ice cream. He said, I hope you don't mind, but I made the ice cream with soy milk. So it was great.
Wow.
So.
And you could put that in the cake.
Yes.
That sounds good.
Went well together.
That sounds like a good thing to do for Thanksgiving. We have to,
you know,
which kind of cake was that? Was that the carrot cake?
That was the bacon carrot cake from Monty, yes.
Yeah, okay. I haven't tried that one yet, but I might make that for my sister when she comes.
It sounded good, yeah.
So is it sugar-free, or did it cost sugar?
No, it's not sugar-free. It takes a half a cup, and then I bought some rice syrup. I don't know, just because I was trying to find something, a healthy sweetener. So with that rice syrup, you don't use as much sugar. Anyway.
It works fine. I wonder if you could use part stevia and part sugar. I know that you need the sugar because of the bulk of it, and sometimes you can't change the recipe because of that part. I remember one time, years and years and years ago, I tried to make fudge with saccharin and got a plain cake. So that didn't work. But I know that the sugar gives it bulk. I don't know. We'll have to try stevia, maybe. That does come in a powder form also. Thanks for that input on the recipe. It sounds like something we should be trying.
You're welcome. And it smells good while it's baking.
Well, that.
Good fall or Thanksgiving recipe, I agree.
Sounds great. Well, we are at the bottom of the hour already. Anyone have any questions or comments as we bring this call to an end? Let me just read the closing statement then. I want to thank everybody on the pilot study group for your time and commitment to this program, and also to all of our guests today who participated and or just listened. If you have questions or comments, I'm going to direct you to the person who invited you on the call. Have a great day, everybody, and again, thanks for joining us on this most important journey of wellness. Thanks, everybody, for participating.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks to Nancy. And we'll get on the website, on the web thing on Saturday.
What was Saturday?
We want to be sure to get on Nikan's web, to see the web, trying to think, webcast on Saturday. Lots of stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for the input.
Bye-bye.
Bye, thanks.